started. Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Ayin Dalet. We left off in daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. We are just finishing up the last comment of the previous sugya. So the Gemara had said, Rava had made a comment almost as an aside that anything that you're not allowed to be makriv. Again, the first mission of the parak discussed when you have various tarovas, various mixtures of different karbanos, and we've been discussing until now the first mixture mentioned in the Mishnah, which is when a shor haniskal or a chatos hamesa gets mixed in with regular, perfectly viable karbanos, and the Mishnah said yamusu kulan, they all have to die. But what if you actually go and bring one of them? What if you actually go and bring one of those karbanos? There are 10,000 perfectly viable karbanos and one chatos hamesa in the mix. So if you go and you bring some of those karbanos, do they work? Do they count as valid karbanos? So Rava said absolutely not. Since you're not allowed to bring them, if you go and you bring them, it's not meratza. It's not going to be a valid karban. You're still going to have to go bring another one. Now, so the Gemara had asked, but wait a second. We have a Mishnah in Maseches Kinim that talks about when you have a chatos ha'of and an olas ha'of that get mixed up with each other. The halach is you're not supposed to bring either one of them because you're not going to have any idea where to throw the dam. Olas ha'of, the dam has to be on the top half of the mizbeach. Chatos ha'of, it has to be on the bottom half of the mizbeach. And yet the Mishnah said that if you go and you bring both of them, and let's say you're zorik the dam of both of them on the top of the mizbeach, so your carbon ola counted. Whichever one was the ola, you did right, and you still chayv a carbon chatos, but your carbon ola counted. If you go and you throw the dam both of them at the bottom of the mizbeach, so your carbon chatos counted, and you still chayv an ola. But what do you see from there? You see that even though you're not supposed to bring either one of them, if you go and you bring it, it's still kosher. It's still going to count. Isn't that a kasha on Rava? Because Rava said whenever you're not allowed to do it, if you go and you bring it, it's possible. So we said, the Gemara answered, and that's what we closed with yesterday. It depends what you hold about dichoy when it comes to balei chayim. If a live animal is nidche from usage as a korban, does it have to remain nidche forever, or can it be chozer v'ra'i, can it come back and become ra'oi again? It must be that Rava, who holds that when you that if you're not allowed to bring the korban, even if you bring it, it's invalid. Rava holds balei chayim or nidchin. Rava holds that we hold dichui even by balei chayim. The Mishnah in Kinim, which says otherwise, hold that balei chayim or not nidche. So says the Gemara, okay, if you want to make it about balei chayim, well, I'll give you an example of a case that's not balei chayim, and still we see against Rava. Hare shchutin l'kuli alma nidachin. So according to the logic that we just presented, if we were dealing with shchutin, if we're dealing with karbanos that have already been shechted, then everyone should hold that we would hold of dichoy, and that once it's invalid and you're not allowed to bring it, bringing it will not help. Bringing it cannot be kosher. And yet, utnan, we have a Mishnah later on in this Masechta that discusses a case where you have parts of a behemah, balmum, mixed with parts of other karbanos. We're talking about parts now, means after they're all shechted and they're already cut up into their different parts, so the parts of a balmum are mixed together with parts of other karbanos. And the Mishnah says, on the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, now the Mishnah says, Reb Elazar Omer, im karav harosh shel echad mehen, yikrivu kol haroshim. Even though you're not allowed to go and burn any of the limbs on the Mizbeach, because you never know, you might be burning the balmum if you were makriv already, the rosh of one of them, so you could bring makriv the other roshim as well, the other heads as well. So don't you see, even though you weren't allowed to do it initially, once you've already started the process, you can go and burn all of them, you can burn every single one of them. So don't you see that just because it's nidche, it doesn't remain nidche forever? A kasha on Rava. Rava held that if you're not allowed to do it, it's never going to be kosher. So don't you see Rabbi Lazar's shita is a kasha on Rava? Tosfos points out, wait a second, if you look at that Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer is not the only Tana in that Mishnah. There are Chachamim that are Cholik on Rabbi Eliezer. Now, and the Chachamim say that, no, you don't go and bring the other Roshim. You're not allowed to go bring the other heads of the other animals. So why would we ask a Kasha from Rabbi Eliezer on Rava? Why don't we instead use this Mishnah as a Raya to Rava? Because the Sheet of the Chachamim is a Raya to Rava. We don't even quote the Sheet of the Chachamim in the Gemara, but if you look at the Mishnah, there is a Sheet of the Chachamim. We're going to see eat in 3 days. There's a sheet of the Chacham, and that clearly is a raya to Rabbi Eliezer. And in general, whenever you have Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, the halacha is like the Chachamim. Whenever you have the Chachamim and pretty much anybody, the halacha is like the Chachamim. Whenever you have Rabbi Eliezer and pretty much anybody, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Shemutehu. Rabbi Eliezer is from the Talmidim of the Beis Shammai. We never paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So why would we bring a raya from a kasha from Rabbi Eliezer rather than a raya from the Chachamim? So Tosfos says, it could be that the reason the Rabbanan are cholik on Rabbi Eliezer has nothing to do with dechia over there. Could be they have some other reason. The only thing Tosfos doesn't do is tell us what that other reason might be. Meaning it sounds like it would be an issue of dechia that the Rabbanan hold that we don't see dechoy, that it's that we don't reject the karban. But so that's a little bit difficult to understand what Tosfos means by that. If you look in the Shidun Gubetzas in Os Chaf Hei, he amends the Tosfos a little bit by suggesting that perhaps Tosfos had a second answer also. If you look at the Shidun Gubetzas, it says Inami Hani mili lechatchila, avul di eved im alu lo yardu kmo shafarish lekaman hilchach islahu de'ei nidchin. He says, what do the Chachamim hold? We know what Rabbi Eliezer holds, that once you bring one head on the Mizbeach, you could bring the rest of them. You could bring all the other animals, because who knows, maybe the one you already brought is the Baal Mum, and the rest of them are Kasher Karbanos, so you can go and bring the rest of them. What do the Chachamim hold? So he says, maybe the Chachamim don't hold that you're that if you bring the rest of the heads, it's not miratza. Maybe that's not what they hold. The Chacham just told, once you brought one head, that's not a heter to go bring the rest of them. But if you do go bring the rest of them, the Chacham would hold it is a valid karban. It does work. It's miratza if you go and you bring the rest of them. And that too is a kasha on Rava. The sheet of the Chachamim is also therefore a kasha on Rava, because Rava said, when you're not allowed to bring a karban, if you go and you bring it, you did nothing. It was totally invalid. The Chachamim might say, look, bringing one head doesn't allow you to bring the heads of all the other animals, but if you did bring the heads of all the other animals, it's meratzeh. It is going to work. It is going to be valid. In which case, the Chachamim are also against Rava. So either way, it's a kasha on Rava. So the Gemara answers, second line, Hu da'amar ki chanan amitri, detanya chanan amitri omer afilu dam bekos, maybe chaveru mezaviglo. Maybe the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer and even the Chachamim is like Chanan Amitri, meaning Rava is going against the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer said, Rava would tell you that sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is going only like Chanan Amitri. Chanan Amitri holds that when you have the two Seirim of Yom Kippur, the Seir LaHashem and Seir LaHazazel, and you already shechted the Seir LaHashem, and they have to be twins, they have to be a group, right? You already shechted the Seir LaHashem, you have the blood in the kos, and you're ready to do all those rikos, and then the Seir LaHazazel dies before they get to be Shaleach LaHazazel, so the Seir dies, so at that point, once the other Seir dies, this blood becomes invalidated. And yet he holds, don't worry about it, just get another seer to replace it, and that will to replace the seer Azazel, and then this blood from the original seer Hashem will be revalidated, it could come back. So, simply speaking, Rava will tell you, generally everyone holds of dichoy. There is this wild card sheet of Chanan Amitri that says that no, that things are not nidche, that even though something became puzzle for a few moments, we can bring it back, we can resuscitate it. And that's what Rabbi Eliezer holds like. That's why Rabbi Eliezer says, if you bring one of the heads from the Taroves of Balei Mum and not Balei Mum, that you could go and bring the rest. Because just because it was puzzle once doesn't mean it's going to remain puzzle forever. Okay, that's the end of yesterday's sugya. Now says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Rav, Tabaz shel Avodas Kochavim. If you have a ring of Avodah Zarah, Rashi points out, what does it mean, a ring of Avodah Zarah? Sheneskashta ba Avodas Kochavim. That it's a ring that's used as a decoration for Avodah Zarah. So what does it mean? It's not a ring that people bow down to. It's a ring that's used to help to decorate an Avodah Zarah. So Sheneskashta b'mea tabaos, that gets mixed in with 100 other rings. V'nafla achas me'em liyama gadol, and then one of that taroves, one of those rings, falls into the yama gadol, never to be heard from again. So that ring is gone. So now you're back to 100 rings, and you don't know which ring fell into the yama gadol, the avodah zarah or one of the others. Hutru kula, they're all mutter. Darmin and hakta nafal, hainu di yisura. We have the right to assume the one that fell is the asuring, and therefore everything else becomes mutter. Now, why would we make that assumption? I mean, it's a very small chance that the one that fell into the Yama Gadol was actually the asuring, and avodah zara is not batal. You can't be mevatel avodah zara. So, what are we relying on over here? So, Tosus points out, mishum timida oraisa beruba batal kedepirashnu mishum hachi yakilu kan. That since the idea that a tachshit for avodah zara cannot become batal is only a din derabanan, avodah zara itself can't become batal probably midaraisa, but a tachshit for avodah zara is only a din derabanan that it can't become batal. On a daraisa level, it's batal barov. On a daraisa level, as soon as it gets mixed in with 100 regular kosher rings, it became totally batal. It's only a din midarabanan that it's not going to be batal. So then, when we have a tam kolduhu to be mekel, when we have any sort of reason to go and be mekel, we're going to use that reason. We're going to assume that ring fell into the yam hagadol. And then Tosus adds two important qualifications to this kula. He says, number one, v'dafka nafla memela, avalipila if he was shogei kansina natu mezid. It's only if it fell, not if you threw one into the Yama Melech. It has to be that into the Yama Gadol, it has to be that it fell, not that you threw it in. And not only that, even if you threw up a shogeg, it's not good enough. It has to have fallen in. If you did an action of throwing it in, so even if it was b'shogeg, we make a knas, shogeg atu mezid, that probably relates to the issue of ein mevatel and iser l'chadchila, that you're not allowed to go and be mevatel and iser l'chadchila. It's not exactly ein mevatel and iser, because it's not dinim of bittel that are really at play, but whatever, it's something similar to that. And the other qualification he adds, v'dafka liyam agadol she'ena be'en. Aval pirsha lo, it's only if it goes into the Yam HaGadol where it's gone and never to be heard from again. But if it's just set aside, if one ring was sent to another country or something, or it was sent, you know, to a different town, or it's just out of the mixture, that wouldn't be good enough. It has to be that it's gone, that it fell into the Yam HaGadol. Now, what's the reason for this heter? So again, this is a machlokas rishon. Tosos, we just saw, says that the reason for this heter, that if one ring falls in and the others and the others remain, the reason that it's going to be mutter, we just saw Tosfos holds because really we're working with bittul barov midaraisa, and it's only a din derabanan, so we're only going to try to be machmir. We're only going to be machmir when there's no other reason to be mekel. But once one of them falls away, so then since it's only a din derabanan in the first place, we're able to be mekel. Now in the Sefer Dam Zvachim, he asks that, wait a second, who's the author of this statement that if the ring falls in, they all become mutter? It was Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avuha Amar Rav. It was the Shita of Rav. Now, Rav happens to hold min b'minos eino batel, that like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara M'sachim daf chavtes, and avod zar daf ayin gimel, it's very clear that Rav's Shita is that when you have two like kinds that mix with each other, they never become batel. So Tosis's idea over here, that anyway, it's batel barov, rings and rings, according to Rav, shouldn't be mevatel each other, it's min b'mino. So the tabas that gets mixed with other rings, how could Tosfos say that we're working with bittul barov midaraisa? So he says, bishlama, according to the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that we had on yesterday's daf, on daf ayin gimel, in Tosfos Dibra Maskel Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda only holds min b'mino is eino batel when it's a tarovus of lach b'lach, when it's moist, when it's wet things that are mixed together that get totally mixed in with each other, but if it's Yavesh b'Yavesh, then even Rabbi Yehuda would be modem min b'minos batel, so then it works out great. Because taba'os are obviously Yavesh b'Yavesh. They're obviously not lach b'lach. They're dry things that get mixed together. But according to those who disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashi and Yevamos and others who disagree with Rabbeinu Tam will hold that even a tarovus of Yavesh b'Yavesh, Rabbi Yehuda would hold min b'minos not batel. So we're back to the kasha. How could Rav over here be working with the assumption that there's bittul barov midaraisa? Rav himself holds min b'mino is not batel. So he answers based on a ritva in Avod Zara. The ritva says that which Rav holds min b'mino is not batel is not because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that min b'mino is batel midaraisa. Midarabanan he's machmir for the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Not that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that midal raisa min b'mino is not batel. Rav would agree that midal raisa min b'mino is batel. It's just midarabanan he's machmir for the shita of Rabbi Yehuda to say that it's not batel. Good, so then you could stick with Tosos, because even it's all a din derabanan over here. Once it's a din derabanan, all you need is another tam kolduhu to be mekil, and having one of the rings fall into the Yamamelech is a good enough tam kolduhu to work with to be mekil. That is the sheet of Tosos. Now the sheet of the Rush, and the way the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam, is that the heter over here is a totally different heter. It's not working with bittel. What we're working with is svek sveka. Suffolk number one, maybe the Usser ring is the one that fell into the Amamelach. And even if it's not the one that fell, any ring that you take and you want to use, maybe that ring is one of the mutter ones. So even if the Usser one is left in the 100 that are left, maybe the one that you're taking and using at any given moment is not that Usser one. So it's a svek sveka. And that's why, says the Rambam and the Rush, it's usher to use all the rings at one time, because then you don't have a svek sveka. Then you only have one suffik, maybe the bad one fell into the Yam HaMelech, but no other suffik if you're using all of them at the same time. That would take away your entire svek sveka. And they say, the Rambam says the same thing when it comes to foods, that it's usher to eat all the tarovas at one time, because then you would know that, that meaning if you have a similar situation with food, treif mixed in with kosher, and then one of them fell, right? So it would be usher to eat all of them at one time. Now, according to the Rashba and Tosfos, according to Tosfos, the sheet of Tosfos, that it's a kula because of dinda, it's only midaraisa, it's batal anyway, then you would be allowed to use it all at the same time. It's a major nafkamina between the Rambam and Tosfos. You could use the, you could use all of them at the same time, according to Tosos, because bottom line is it was already batel anyway, and now we have the right to assume that the Yasser one fell away. According to the Rambam, no, it's only within Svek Sveka, so Svek Sveka is not going to help you when you take away one of the Svekos, right? You're not going to be able to use Svek Sveka. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Okay, good. So that's the halacha that Rav taught us. Ask the Gemara, wait a second, Esvei Rav L'Rav Nachman, wait a second, our Mishnah said, Afilu achas bribo yamusu kulan, that even if one chatas hameso or one sharan iskol gets mixed in with 10,000 valid animals for karbanos, all of them should be killed. So amai, name a demisi suramis. Why would you do that? Why would you say all of them should be killed? I have an idea. Wait till one of them dies, or one of them, right? Wait till one of them is gone, and as soon as the first one dies, say, ah, that must be the one that was bad. That must have been the Sharon Iskol of Chatas HaMesa, and then the rest of them would be okay. Meaning, if you're going to go with this idea that the Tabas of Avodah Zarah, that as soon as one of the gets mixed in with 100 Tabos, and one of them falls away, one of them is gone, so say the same thing over here. And one of them is gone, it's going to be okay to use the rest of them. Say the same thing over here. As soon as the first one dies, assume that was the bad one, and the rest of them are mutter. Why don't you say the same Svara? So just in the Kasha itself, a lot of the Achronim are bothered, some Kachim, the Karanora, are bothered that, wait a second, when the Karbanos got mixed in together, they all became Aser to use. And by Karbanos specifically, we have a concept of Dichli. Meaning, even if we don't have a concept of dichle by shari surin, by karbanos, we have this concept of dichle, that once something becomes pasul, it remains pasul. So is this really kashan Rav? Rav was speaking about a tarovus of avodah zarah. So just because something was asr mishum avodah zarah out of a suffix, so it doesn't mean that it's going to remain asr once you're able to resolve the suffix or to make it a bigger suffix or whatever mechanism we're using. But by karbanos, it could be that we're dealing with dichle over here. So if you're dealing with dichle, maybe that would be the explanation of why we're more machmir by the karbanos. So the Shara Melech explains that in the Mishnah, you're right, in our Mishnah we could say dichle to be doch all the karbanos from being used on the Mizbeach. But still, the kasha is not, why don't we allow these to be used on the Mizbeach? Kasha is, why does the Mishnah paskin yamusu kulan? The Mishnah says all of them should die, all of them should be killed. Okay, dichle works from Mizbeach. But does that mean that they're all asr banah for a hedyot, for anybody? Why not let them get a mum, be po to them, and use the money and make them mutter la hedyot? Right? Why would that not be okay? I mean, the only reason that we're assuming they can't be brought in the mizbeach, I understand, that's dichui. But why can't they be used by a hedyot? It must be that we're assuming that it's never going to be that we're not going to assume that the one that died is the problematic one. So says the Gemara, Amr Lei, Rav da Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe Rav holds like Rabbi Eliezer. The time Rabbi Eliezer Amar Rav Karva Rosh Halachim Yom Yikruvu Kol Roshim Kulan. The Rabbi Eliezer that we just quoted before. That Rav holds like Rabbi Eliezer. That when something is rejected, it doesn't remain rejected forever. And therefore, and that's against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah does not hold that way. Our Mishnah holds that that it does remain rejected forever. But maybe Rav is going dafka within the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, and that's why he's against our Mishnah. The Cheshek Shlomo is the following kasha. We had asked the question, why don't we say that the first animal that dies in our Mishnah, we should assume that that was the problematic one. So we pointed out the Tosfos before that Rav only allows you to be Tola, the one that died, the one that went away as the Aser one, if you have two conditions that are met. Number one, it has to be gone completely from the world. And it has to be something that you didn't do actively. It happened on its own, right? You didn't throw it into the yam. It fell on its own into the yam. Those are the two conditions that Tosfos attached to Rav's din. Now the Gemara tries to compare Rav's din or ask on Rav's din from our Mishnah. So the Gemara must be assuming both of those conditions are present in our Mishnah. Number one, that it was gone completely from the world, and number two, that you didn't do it directly yourself. Asks the Cheshek Shlomo. In our Mishnah, that first one isn't there. You don't have that first. What happens? What are we saying happens in our Mishnah? As soon as the first one dies, we should say that was the problematic one that died. It died. It's not gone. The animal's right there. The carcass is right there. So if it's right there, it's not nevad min ha'olam. So if it's not nevad min ha'olam, how can you compare it at all to Rav? Of course, even Rav would be machmir when it's not nevad min ha'olam. Rav was only mekel when the ring fell into the yam, and it's nevad min ha'olam. It's gone forever. Over here, it's just dead, but it's there. The animal's right there, asks Cheshek Shlomo. Cheshek Shlomo answers what probably we would have intuitively figured out anyway, that the reason that it's not mutter, unless it's nevad min ha'olam, is because when it's not nevad min ha'olam, you still have to pasken on it. I mean, let's say I take the ring and I just send it somewhere else. I just take it out of the tarovas and put it somewhere else. I still need to paskin, is that ring good or no good? Right? Is that ring going to be considered avod zara or not avod zara? When it's nevad min ha'olam, I don't have to paskin on it anymore. It's out of the picture. And that's what we're using as the kula. Okay, now that it's out of the picture, so it's easy. I could just say it's the problematic one. Right? It's very easy to say, I could say bevadai, that was the asur one. But that's the whole svar of nevad min ha'olam. Once it's nevad min ha'olam, I don't have a requirement anymore to paskin on it. When the animal dies, you don't have a requirement anymore to paskin whether it could be brought as a korban or not. Because anyway, it's dead. It can't be brought as a korban. So that's called nevad min ha'olam legabe this halacha. And that's why it's a valid comparison to take our Mishnah and compare it to Rav's din. Now it happens to be this halacha of Rav is paskined in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Yud in Yardea, Simen Kuf Yud Siv Zayin. It's paskined in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch that any time something gets mixed together with a rov and is not batel, like a balchai, a davar shebim, In the Gemara's case, it was Avodah Zarah, Tabas of Avodah Zarah. But anything that's not Batal Barov, a Balchai, a Dover Shabiminyan, a Beria, any of those things, if afterwards one of the mixture got eaten, so Bishogeg, or it fell into the Yam, they all become Mutter. They all become Mutter. So that's the Shulchan Aruch paskening this din of Rav. Says the Ramah, even though they all become Mutter, you're not allowed to have them all at the same time. It's usher for one of them to eat all the chatichos. So let's say I have a balchai, or let's say I have a davar shebiminyan. Let's assume that eggs are a davar shebiminyan. And I have one trefa egg gets mixed in with nine kosher eggs, right? So they're all usher because it's davar shebiminyan. Now someone goes and eats one of the eggs, says Shulchan Aruch, the other eggs become mutter. And the Ramah says, yeah, but don't make an omelet with the other nine eggs altogether. You can't eat them all at the same time. That's going to be asur. So ask the Gra from our sugya, it's mavur in our sugya, that by the karbanos, the tarovis of the karbanos of that are kosher with the carbon that's pasul, once one of them dies, they all become mutter ba'akrava. Now if they all become mutter ba'akrava, that means the same mizbeach is eating all of them. The same as Beach is taking all of those karbanos. So how can you say that you're not allowed to have them all at the same time? So the Rashash points out, no. Achilas Mizbeach cannot be compared to Achilas Adam. Achilas Mizbeach, there's never an Isser on the Mizbeach. the Isser is for the Kohen to bring something that's possible to the Mizbeach. So yeah, the same Mizbeach could eat all of them, but one Kohen should not bring all of them, because that would be the Isser on the Kohen. So the Rambam is not necessarily against the Gemara. You can't compare Achilas Mizbeach to Achilas Adam. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, Vaham Rav Lazar Lo Hiter Rabbi. Right, we try to associate the Rav with the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. So ask the Gemara, but Rav Lazar told us, the Rav Lazar the Amora told us that Rabbi Eliezer the Tana Lo Hiter Rabbi Eliezer El Shnayim Shnayim Avel Echad Echad Lo, that Rabbi Eliezer himself was only Matir if it was two at a time, that when one of them, that if you're going to use two at a time, but to use one at a time is not good. Meaning, let's say the case of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, you have a balmum karbon mixed together with a whole bunch of other karbonos that are valid karbonos. So Rabbi Eliezer says, if one of the heads were brought, then you could be makrav the other heads. So Rav Lazar says, no, Rabbi Eliezer only says that if you're going to be makrav two heads at a time. But if you're going to be makriv one head at a time, that's no good. Why? What difference does it make? So Rashi explains that it's el shnayim shnayim devadei chad minayu de'atera. Whenever you're going to be makriv two at a time, you know for sure, since there was only one problematic one in the whole taroves, whenever you're being makriv two at a time, you know for sure at least one of the ones that you're bringing is kosher. So if at least one of the ones that you're bringing is kosher, because Shari Elon Nasari Vemel Bal Mumechad Bekol Chad Armin Mi Dechavrei Lav Di Yisura Iunami Lav Di Yisura, then you have the right to say, if one of them is kosher, so then Hoil, that one of them is kosher, the other one must be kosher too. So that's the mechanism that you can use. But to bring one at a time where you have no guarantee that what you're bringing is kosher, so that would be no good. So then shouldn't Rav therefore say the same thing, that you can only bring two at a time, not one at a time? So the answer would be, Rav would say, yeah, I would also say the same thing, that it's dafka got to be two at a time, it can't be one at a time. If you want to use the remaining rings, you have to use dafka two at a time, so that you can say that if one of them is mutter, the other one is mutter as well. That's the only way to say it. Now that's how Rashi understands this Gemara, the idea of two at a time versus one at a time. The Rambam and the Ra'ah explain that no, when the Gemara says Olam Rabbi Elazar El Shnayim, it doesn't mean that once one fell away or has been used or is gone, right, that you're allowed to now only use two at a time. No, what he means is that Rabbi Elazar only is matir the rest of the Tarovas Ba'akrava when two of the heads were already brought, not when one of the heads was already brought. One of them would not be good enough. You need two of the heads to have already been brought. So the question is, why? What difference would it make if one of them was already brought? Meaning, what's the svar? If one of them was already brought, we say, that must have been the Balmum, the rest of them are okay. So, meaning, why would the Rambam only say that? Why would Rabbi Lezer only say that, according to the way the Rambam understands it, if two of them were already brought? That if two of them were already brought, we say, one of those must have been the Balmum. Why would we say it any more by two than we would by one? I mean, you doubled your chances, but still your chances aren't very good, right? There were 100 in the mixture, so why would you assume that when two are already brought, then you're going to assume that the Balmum was amongst them? One was already brought, you're not going to assume the Balmum was amongst them. Very difficult to understand what the Rambam means. So the Keren Ora explains that if you brought only one of them from the Taroves, you can't be told of the Isser on that one to be Matir the rest of them, because then you're going to, by definition, be Mekalkel the first Hakrava. You're going to ruin the first Hakrava. The first head that you brought, by definition, you're going to be saying was bad. And it's only if you bring two where there's no single Hakrava that you're necessarily being Mekalkel. Because you want to say that one was bad? No, maybe the other one was bad. Oh, the other one was bad? No, maybe that one was bad. So it's only when you bring two that there's no single Hakrava that you're going to be Mekalkel. That's when we're willing to rely. That's when Rabbi Eliezer is willing to say that the others become Mutter. That you can only declare the others mutter if you're not definitively being makalkal the first one. However, the Keren Ora himself points out that reason only works for Rabbi Eliezer's case. It does not work for the case of the taba'as, of the ring that fell, because there's no kilkul. What do you mean being makalkalid, that I'm saying that it was invalid? The ring wasn't used for akrava or anything, it fell into the yam, right? It's gone. So what's wrong with being makalkalid, with saying that was the Avodah Zarah ring? So the Keren Ora himself says that his explanation of the Rambam is very difficult to really fit in to our Gemara when you're trying to compare, bring it back to Rav's case of the taba'as, of the rings of Avodah Zarah. Rashi Svar is also difficult. This idea that just because one of them is kosher, maybe you could say that they're both kosher, since you know for sure that one of them is kosher. Also very difficult. The Stipler has a fancy explanation. Okay, we don't really have time for it right now. Vaitu in the Gemara. Amar Rav. Let's say you have a ring of Avodah Zarah that gets mixed in with 100 other rings, and 40 of the rings go to one place, 60 go to the other place. So these 100 rings are now split apart from each other, 40-60. Parsha achas me'arba'im eino seris. If you then take one of those 40 and it gets separated from the 40 and gets mixed in with other valid rings. So again, what happened over here? One of Avodah Zarah ring got mixed in with 99 perfectly fine rings. They get split from each other, 40-60. From the mixture of the 40, one of those gets mixed in with other perfectly fine rings. So that's going to be mutter. That's not going to answer anything. Achas mishishim oseres. But if one of the 60 gets mixed in with other rings, then it's going to be aser. So, frek the Gemara, maishna achas me'arba'im delo, damri nisur, berube yisei. What's the problem with the one of the 40 getting mixed in with the others? Because we assume that the iser remained in the rove, that when you had the mixture of 100, you know that there was an aser one in there, and then it got split 60-40, you have the right to assume that the iser remained with the 60 and not with the 40, and therefore when the 40 gets remixed, it's going to be mutter. So, achas mishishim nami amri nisur, berube yisei. Why don't you say the same thing with the 60? You know that, okay, granted, you want to say the Aser ring is in this group of 60, but one of the 60 fell out and went into another Taroves. So why don't you say that the Aser one is left with the Rove of 59 that are still in the original 60? Why would you assume that the one that fell out is Dafka, that's the Aser one? Why wouldn't you assume that it stayed in the Rove? L'chora, the Gemara could have asked even better, that if you have this svar of Yisur, Berube, Yisei, you should be matter all 40 on by themselves. You shouldn't even need from the 40 for it to fall into something else. Meaning, once you're assuming Yisur, Berube, Yisei, that the Yisur remained with the Rove, you should just be allowed to use all 40 rings, because they're the miyot. So the Gemara could have asked even better. So that's what Taras HaKodesh says, that no, the Makshan must have known that Yisur, Berube, Yisei is not really the full svara, that it's only enough to help when there's an additional suffix here. That he must have known that Yisur, Berube, Yisei is not a standalone svara, otherwise he would have asked stronger. So anyway, so says Gemara, Ella, if the 40 all go to one place, then they don't ask for meaning. It's not one of the 40 that falls into something else. It's 40 of the 40 that get mixed into another taroves. So then they're not going to aser as a group in the other taroves. But shishim l'makom echad osros. If all 60 go into another taroves, then they're going to aser. If you look at the Rashi right across from where we are in the Gemara, ella hachi kamar pirshu arban kulam l'makom echad v'nisavru b'shar taba'os. If all of the 40 get mixed in with other rings, ain an osrim. They don't aser. Darmin nisur b'shishim yisei, because we have the right to assume that the iser remained in the 60. Unihi dahanachatzim lo nisavru b'acheros asurus liyolam. Now, granted, the 40, if they don't get mixed in with anything else, are going to remain aser. Because even Rabbi Eliezer says that we're not going to be tol of the iser unless it's something that's gone. Like in the case where one of the rings falls into the Yamagadol, or like one of the karbanos, one of the heads is brought. Even Rabbi Eliezer would not say, oh, you could assume that it's in the 60 and therefore the other 40 are mutter. Because there is no bitul berov in Avodah Zarah. So it's all considered a savik Avodah Zarah, and it's going to be aser. Aval kines arvu ba'acheros havlu svek svek shel Avodah Chavim. But when from the 40 get mixed in with other things, then any single one that you pick out is going to be a svek sveka. Sounds from Rashi that we're not working with rov at all over here, that it's completely a din of svek sveka, and therefore it should be totally mutter even if we're 50-50. You should be able to say, if let's say they have one ring gets mixed in with 99 others, so you have 100 rings, and then they get split 50-50, and then one group of 50 falls in with another couple of 100 rings. So if we're working with svek sveka, and that's why I'm allowed to use any one of them. I take any one of the rings from that new Taroves, maybe from the original split the Isser remained with the other side, and even if the Isser remained in this side, maybe that's why I'm not taking the Isser. Sounds like Rashi that it's purely a din of Svek Svek and not a din of Rov at all. Anyway, says the Gemara, I'm Risa coming to Shmuel, and they said this in front of Shmuel, Amr Le Hanach Avodah Chamish Svek 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 Asura Ad Sof HaOlam. Now, Avodah Zarah is different. You can't rely on any Svek Svek. Avodah Zarah is Asur forever. Meisvei Savik Avodah Chamish Asura Svek Svek Muteres. But wait a second, how can you say that? We have explicitly that Svek Svek is Mutter, even by Avodah Zarah. Ketzad, what's the example? Kosher Avodah Chamish Nafal Otzer Mali Kosos. You have a kos of Avodah Zarah falls into a storage house full of Kosos. Kula and Asurin, they're all going to be Asur. Pira Shekhamel and the Rebo, one of them goes and gets mixed in with 10,000 others. Umi Rebo the Rebo, and for one of those gets mixed in with 10,000 others. Mutar, and they're all Mutar. So, because it's Svek Sveka, says Gemara Tanaihi, it's Machlokas Tanaim whether you could apply Svek Sveka Be'avod the Zara de Tanya. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Rimoni Badan Osir Mikolashu. Rabbi Yudah says, Rimoni Badan, which are one of the very high Chashiva items that can't become Batal because of its Chashivus, is Osir Mikolashu. Ketzad, Nafalachim and Lutok Rebo, Mi Rebo, Rebo, Asurin. No matter if one of them falls in 10,000, from 10,000 to another 10,000, it's all Asur. Reb Shimon Yudom, Rishon Reb Shimon, the Rebo Asurin, Ume Rebo, Lishlosho, Mishlosho, Lamakamachim, Mutter. No, it's original Tarovas. If one falls into 10,000, it's Asur. But if one of those gets mixed in with another three, and from those three into another place, then it's going to be Mutter. Shmuel da Amar Kaman. Now, who is Shmuel going like? Is he going like Rabbi Shimon? Is he going like Rabbi Yehuda? Ik Rabbi Yehuda afil b'shari surim aser. If he's gone like Rabbi Yehuda, then it shouldn't only be an isur by avodah zara. Sex like it should be aser even by other isurim. Ik Rabbi Shimon afil b'avodah kam namishari. And if he's gone like Rabbi Shimon is even matir by avodah zara. V'chitei m'shayne le Rabbi Shimon avodah kam l'shari surim. And if you want to say no, maybe Rabbi Shimon is only machmir by shari surim. Is only makil by shari surim, but he's going to be machmir by avodah zara, and therefore Shmuel is going exactly like Rabbi Shimon. No, we know Rabbi Shimon is Mekil across the board. Because we have a brisa that says that Svek Sveka is Mutter by Avodah Zarah. Money, who could that brisa be? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, certainly isn't Rabbi Yehuda. Velo Rabbi Shimon, if you're telling me Rabbi Shimon is Machmir by Avodah Zarah, it can't be Rabbi Shimon either. So, Liolam Rabbi Shimon, it has to be that Rabbi Shimon is Mekil on a Svek Sveka, even by Avodah Zarah. So who's Shmuel going like? Shmuel's willing to say, look, I'll be mekel by Svek Svek by other Yisurim, but not by Avodah Zarah. So who's Shmuel going like? So Shmuel, Savar like Rabbi Yehuda b'chada, Palagalei b'chada. Must be that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda that you need to be machmir in a Svek Sveka by Avodah Zarah, but he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda in terms of being machmir by Svek Sveka by other things that can't become batel, like Rimone Badan, like other things that are chashav that can't become batel. With that, he's going to say, I'll rely on Rabbi Shimon that for a Svek Sveka we can be make it. Amar Mar, what did we say? We happen to have mentioned the case of Rabbi Shimon of the Svek Sveka is Meribo L'Shlosha Mishlosha L'Makam Acher Mutter, that if after the Tarovus with the 10,000 gets mixed in with three, so Maisha Shlosha Di'ika Ruba, Shnaim Nami Ika Ruba, why do we say it gets mixed in with three? All we obviously are looking for is it gets mixed in with the majority. So if one gets mixed with two, the majority, one Isser gets mixed with two Hatter, the majority is Hatter already. So my Gimel Diktani Tarti Vahu. So he said, yeah, well, that's what we meant with three. We meant that it gets mixed into the point where now the Tarovis has three, that it gets mixed in with two that are Mutter, and this one, so that's a total of three. V'yibay say Masavala Krabi Lazar. Or maybe he holds like Rabbi Lazar. Now that line, how to understand that line is a little bit difficult. Rashi says it's not going back on the question of the three; it's going back on the question of who does Shmuel hold like. So he's saying Shmuel, you're right. He holds like neither Rabbi Shimon nor Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that a different Rabbi Lazar that in Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Tes, who holds that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, you need to be Machmir and Svek Sveka. When it comes to other issues, you don't need to be Machmir on Svek Sveka. That's what the pshat that Rashi thinks is correct. He has an alternative pshat where this is still going on the three thing that he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, and that's why Dafka says three, because Rabbi Eliezer would say that Rabbi Eliezer is the one that said that it's only shnayim shnayim. It's only if you use two at a time. That only if two at a time are taken out of it that you're gonna be makel. So that's why you have to say it's a 3-to-1 ratio. So you have four. So if two at a time are gone, that you could still have some taroves. But anyway, okay, let's leave that. Amrei Shlakish. Chavish al Trumah Shenasarva Me'ah Chavios. You have a barrel of Trumah gets mixed in with 100 other barrels. V'nafla Achas Me'en Liyam HaMelech. And one of the barrels falls into the Yam HaMelech. Hutru Kulan, they all become Mutter. Isser. Damrin and Hachta Nafal, the Isser Nafal, because we have the right to assume that the one that fell is Isser, is the one of Truma. The Isser Chav Nachman, Vitzer Chav Reish Lakish. So the Gemara asks, well, wait a second, that's the same halacha we just had in Amud Aleph, right? That's the same halacha we had with the rings, that one Avod Zar ring gets mixed in with 100 other rings, and then one of them falls into the Yam HaMelech, so they're all mutter. Why do I need both halachos? They're the same halacha. So says Gemara, Dimi, Rav Nachman, Avaminahani Mila Avod Chavim, Dein Lamatirin. If it was from Rav Nachman, I would say that when are we going to be making like this? Only be Avod Zara, where it can never become mutter. There's no other way. If we're not making, then all these rings are going to be us, and there's no way to fix it. Aval Truma, Diyesh Lamatirin, lo. But Truma, there's a simple way to fix it. Just give it all to a Kohen. Sell it all to a Kohen. The Kohen's allowed to have it. So it's not like it's awesome for everybody, and there's no other way to use it. So why should we rely on Kulas? Just let it go to a Kohen. Vimi Reish Lakish, and had I only had Reish Lakish, have Amina Chavis to Minkra and Nefilasa, I would say that we're only makel by a barrel where it's recognizable when it's gone, when it falls away. Aval Tabas, lo Minkra and Nefilasa, lo, but a ring, you barely notice it when it's missing, so I would think that we're not going to be makel. Srichi, that's why I need both of these halachos. Amar Rabba holds lo hita Reish Lakish al Chavis to Minkra and Nefilasa. Rabba holds, no, it's not just a havamina to distinguish between a barrel and a ring. That no, really, we do make that distinction. That it's only we're only going to be makel with a barrel when it's because when it falls away, it's very recognizable. Aval te'ena lo, but something like a fig where it's not as recognizable, we would not be makel. For Rav Yosef Amar Afilu te'ena kinifilasa kach aliyasa, and Rav Yosef would say the same thing. It's even true by a te'ena that the halacha of the falling away is the same as the halacha of its being put into a tarovus in the first place. Amar Rav Lazar. If you have one barrel of truma, it gets mixed in with 100 barrels. Poseach echad mehen. You open up one of them, v'notel emenu k'dei dimua, and take out of it the amount of truma that was mixed into the taroves, v'shosa, and then you could drink the rest. Yosef Ravdi, because now you could rely that the part you've taken out is the truma and everything else is mutter. Yosef Ravdi, what? You're allowed to go and take something that wasn't batel and open it up to make it batel? No, what he means to say is if one of them gets opened, you're allowed to take out the amount of truma and drink the rest, but you're not allowed to open it on your own because it's already when it's a closed chavis, it's not batel. So it's aimed at valinus al chachila. You're not allowed to go and open it on your own. Amrav Oshia, chavish al truma shenasar v'bemei v'chamishim chavios. If you have one barrel of truma gets mixed in with 150 barrels, v'niftachu mea mehen, and 100 of the barrels become opened. So again, the same idea. Take out the amount that was one hundredth, the amount that was truma, and go and drink the rest. And then the rest of it, the rest of the barrels are aser until they get opened. We don't assume that the iser must have been in the 100 barrels that were originally opened. We have to assume that the iser could be anywhere, and therefore you need to take 1/100th out of any barrel that gets opened. But while it's still closed, you're still going to say it's not batel, and it remains aser. Okay, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up from Ravea Nirva, which is the next line of the Mishnah.